Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about our good buddy Michael Stallard being back on the show. Michael is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder of and president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners. He's the author, the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's had a long corporate career, and when he was there, he learned an awful lot about how to get people to work together and to get and to help employees be as engaged as possible. And he's here to help us have a new year tune-up a little for our organizations. Michael Stallard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Congratulations on Bama's win last night.
Well, they did good, didn't they? Yeah.
They did.
pretty exciting. Hey, Michael, let's tune up our organizations for 2012. Where do we start with when we think about the humans in our business, which is everything, really? How do we kind of get tuned up and get started on the right foot?
Well, you know, Jim, I just got a painful reminder of this myself over the last week. I had a colleague come up to me and said that she learned something that she should have known but didn't, and that it really hurt her feelings that she wasn't in the loop on it.
Ah.
And I don't know, you know, it wasn't intentional on my part, and she knows that. We have a great relationship,
right.
And unfortunately we have a lot of capital in the relationship bank, so, but I could tell it really bothered her that it did, and it just got me thinking about, I'm a big believer in processes. If we rely on just our feelings when we think we need to keep people in the loop, that can really backfire, and I think the best organizations, the best leaders that I've seen over time, are really intentional about having some processes in place. And it really starts with, at the beginning of the year, making sure that people know the top five goals of the organization. It really starts there. You're casting your vision for the year and what it's going to look like and explaining why each of these goals is important. You know, just three to five goals. It's hard to accomplish more than that in a major way across the organization. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sub-goals, obviously, but you have to have some focus. And you also share your vision how you're going to get there. But then what is so critical to this process so that people feel in the loop is to give them an opportunity to express their thoughts on what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from these goals. And I really like to get people to come to the meeting having thought about, you know, after sharing the goals, getting them to spend some time on their own thinking about that. So they're not influenced by the ideas of the group and coming up with their own thoughts about what's right, what's wrong, what's missing.
You know,
and then coming to the group ready to share that.
You know, Michael, one of the issues you've got with a lot of small businesses is they don't even have processes for themselves. They don't even, you know, I'm not saying that they don't have goals. They don't have, decide what they want to come up with this year and that sort of thing. But to do what you're talking about, what they have to do and they need to do this, but what too many small business owners don't do is think that that strategically about the people who work with them and how they're going to accomplish their goals. And it's not that they don't mean that, it's not that they mean to be disrespectful or dismissive. It's that they don't really they actually sometimes we think that our employees know what we know. They feel we feel. They're as motivated as we're motivated because they show up every day. They hear me talking about this. They see what we're doing. And I really think your idea of establishing, you know, some processes for the, let's come up with a better word. I don't like that word processes. Let's come up with some steps. Let's call them steps. How about that? some structure around, okay, if you want to shoot from the hip with regard to your marketing, you know, if you want to shoot from the hip with your plans, that's one thing. That's not a good idea, but that's one thing. But if you shoot from the hip with your employees, you're going to wind up not having anybody who's following you. Right, Mike?
Well, that's absolutely true. Number one, it affects the amount of effort and energy they put into their work. But secondly, Jim, you don't get alignment. You don't get everybody pulling together if they don't know what the plan is. Mm-hmm. And we can't just assume that they're gonna pick up the plan from our conversations. We really need to be intentional about communicating it.
And you don't get the brain power either, because the brains are focused on how, as you said earlier, how did I not get told about this? How did this? I mean, the bad feelings and the potential for things not being well planned out, well structured, and inefficient is the word I guess I'm looking for, is great if you don't talk to your folks. When we come back, we're going to get Michael to help us do this. We're going to do some. We're going to help you create some better steps. How about that? And to getting your organization structured.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.